Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for a series opener from Birmingham and Game 7 of a 12-game Shuckers road trip. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the hitting coach of what has turned into the highest run-scoring offense in Biloxi Shuckers history, Chucky Caulfield. Chucky, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
Setting the run record, not only did you guys do it in a big way with a big-time home run, but you guys also do it with 12 games left to go. We're sitting here, 12 games left to go, and you guys have already cleared the run record. How impressive has it been watching this offense this year?
Man, it's been fun to watch. Obviously, you got some talented individuals, and it's just a testament of their day-in and day-out work. And, you know, you train to be productive, and then they're just putting it out there on the field.
Not only that, you guys sweep the Tennessee Smokies, a team that has always had a really prolific pitching side of things. And you guys put up 37 runs in six games and really run them out. How fun was that to watch?
No, that was fun. They came to our place and kind of stuck it to us. And, you know, they got a really good ball club, pretty good pitching staff. And it was just, again, a testament of our execution against what they were trying to do to us. It was the second time facing them, so we had a little bit of better idea how we wanted to kind of approach what they were going to try to do to us, and we were successful.
How does that set the table for the longest road trip of the year? It's a 12-game road trip. We're on the back half of it, but these guys have been away for Biloxi for over a week, and they started out with six straight wins on the road.
Well, it's a grind. You know, that part is, one, it's a grind being this late in the season and it being hot outside, and, you know, and then not only to just make the longest trip, but then play, you know, some tough games in that stretch as well. And like I said, I give all the credit to those guys of showing up and buying in and then continue to just play with effort on the field.
This is also a team that has the youngest lineup as an average age in all of the Southern League and the second youngest in AA. How much more impressive does that make everything they've done here in 2023?
Well, you know, it's already impressive when you don't throw the age in there. So that just puts things in perspective when you throw in having this much youth at this level. You know, it's a testament to the organization and how we've drafted, as well as how we continue to develop players. So, yeah, it's been really fun to watch.
How much growth have you seen, too, from this team in the second half? You guys scored over 7 runs per game in July, had a good August, and are off to a hot start here in September.
Well, you know what? We played with those baseballs early on, and, you know, the biggest thing was just challenging these guys, you know, just to make really good swing decisions. And, you know, that's normally a challenge when you have with younger hitters. And, you know, we showed that we could do that in the first half of the season. In the second half, just try to be a little more aggressive and attack the ball a little bit more. And, you know, so far we've been pretty successful in both halves of executing our game plan.
Speaking of attacking the baseball, Wes Clark was the guy who tallied the RBI single to set the single season runs record. He's also a guy who has been doing a ton of damage here in the second half, up to 22 homers on the season. What's been the big thing for Wes's really power explosion in the second half?
Wes is a hard worker, man. He's a fun guy to have in the cage. And, you know, obviously the big time power has always been there. And he continues to work each and every day to improve his mechanics, just to, you know, give him every opportunity as possible. And I think he's done a really good job improving his swing direction, which has allowed him to use the whole field like he's been doing lately. And, you know, no matter where he hits the ball, the power is going to play, whether it's right, center, or left. So.
Oh, and how about the walkability, too, for Wes? You look up at the walk leaders in the Southern League, and he's right there among the best of them.
Yeah, he's a really patient hitter. So that's something he's done really well for a while. And the thing has been, a guy that possesses that kind of power, you know, you kind of, you know, emphasize to be just a tick more aggressive just because of what he could do with the when he puts the barrel on the ball. So it's kind of trying to find that balance of not only winning counts in his favor, but then when he's getting pitches to hit to damage those balls as well.
And also a big thing here in the second half has been a big-time breakout from Xavier Warren. Since the All-Star break, he's hitting 287, OBP above 350. What's been the big thing you've seen from Xavier here since the break?
Well, you know, give Z credit, man. He's probably one of the funnest guys to watch how he shows up to the yard every day. I mean, he might have one of the best attitudes I've seen in a player I've coached in my career, where, you know, you couldn't tell what kind of day or what kind of season he's had, but he comes and shows up ready to work every day. And, you know, it's been fun to watch him make the physical, mechanical adjustments just to put himself in a better position so he can execute his best swings. And, you know, you got to give him credit. He's done a really good job with that the second half of the season. Probably, I would say so, he's probably increased a little more of his aggression, been more in attack mode, and you know, you continue to see it day in and day out when he's in the lineup. So that's been fun to watch.
You talk about the mental side of things, and you played for a number of years. You've coached for a number of years. You've played at some of the highest levels of college baseball and the highest levels of minor league baseball. In a season as long as this is, we're at game 126. We're past Labor Day, which used to be the old end date for minor league baseball. How important is that mentality on a day-in, day-out basis for a 138-plus game season?
Well, it's very important. I mean, it's showing up every day is the first thing, and then having a routine, having a consistent approach to the game, you know, checking your boxes, the things that you set out to do each and every day, whether it's, you know, your swing fundamentals or defensive things that you're trying to continue to improve on. And, you know, we've continued to, you know, use the goals that were set forth for these guys before they started the year to continue to encourage them to strive. And, you know, major leagues is the ultimate level that you want to be at, so it kind of helps put things in perspective to continue to get them to push forward.
Well, Chucky, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.